Blessed be, good people, and welcome to the Poolproof Wisdom podcast. Dear Charles, it's 1973. You are 10 and making small formations using rocks in an alley behind Mr. Jenkins' house when you're supposed to be at school. But you skipped school again because the kids there and some teachers have been brutal. A lot know that your family is homeless after losing your home to a fire, but some don't. But they all will make fun of or comment about the clothes you'll wear, the way you smell, and attack you often because you are an easy victim. After being the object of such scorn and ridicule, you'll just accept it all until you can't, which is why you are not in school today and haven't been in longer than you can remember. But today, something will happen while you are in that alley. Your thoughts are focused on your mama, who you are worried about because as hard and as tough as you know things are for you, you know how much harder and tougher they are for her. You know how hard she works just to keep the family together. And you know how she is being treated by people who once claimed to be friends when she reaches out to them for help. You're worried because you know that when she feeds you and your sister and your brother, but claims she isn't hungry herself, that she is going without. All this is swirling in your thoughts, and you can't shake thinking about these issues no matter how you busy yourself. After a while, you think, when I grow up, I want to make sure my mama never has to ask anyone for anything again. And it will be the only thing in all the possibilities you can imagine that you really want. Not shelter or food. Not to be left alone by the other kids or others who make even showing your face anywhere they gather an act you regret. Nope, you want only that one thing. Something interesting and odd will happen a moment later when, from nowhere, you hear what can only be described as a voice in your head that says, "Then go back to school." Just that. Then go back to school. You're going to think you're imagining it, but you won't ignore it. Somehow, you'll reason it's the only option that makes sense despite what you know it will mean. More cruelty. More fingers pointed at you. More hours of torment that you won't be able to do a single thing about. This voice that spoke to you will continue throughout your life, and you'll never fail to listen to it because you'll come to believe that it's the way God tells you what to do. So, you'll stand up, breathe in deeply, and walk to school, Dunbar Elementary, and never look back. You put up with everything you imagined you would and more, because for the first time in your life, you now have a goal, because you have faith in that voice despite not knowing what it is yet. The only thing you are sure of is that what spoke to your consciousness knew what it was talking about. You'll stay in elementary school and will excel. You'll do the same in high school. And though you will change the trajectory of what you think you're meant to be, a doctor, while in college, you'll also find your life's profession and will continue to study it through undergraduate, graduate, and postgraduate achievement. In 1992, almost 9 years after doctors indicated that your beloved mama, Clara Louise Poole, would have only 6 months to a year to live, she passes away on your 29th birthday. You will dive into completing all the things she taught you to do in the event of her death since you were a kid, since the very moment you could very much comprehend her direction, and you'll do it because she trusted you to do it. You're not going to really feel the loss until a few weeks later when you're driving to work and it hits you like a sledgehammer in the center of your chest. Days afterward, You also will have a moment when you are going through her things and realize something that changes how you live and think forever. As you look around your mom's space, you'll notice she has a lot of stuff. You'll laugh when you realize that it's way more than she ever possibly needed. But nothing you'd ever deny her, because if she wanted it, that was enough for you. When you go to her closet in the bedroom, you'll find shoes still in their boxes, never worn. Clothing with tags still attached. You will slowly realize that what you hoped for when you were a mere 10 years of age had indeed come to pass. Through your efforts and the efforts of your siblings, Mama lived the nearly 9 years of her life. Remember, doctors told her she had a year at most, not needing to ask anyone for anything. There are no bills to worry about. No need to choose between eating herself or feeding her children. No uncertainty about where the money would come from when the rent was due. And every opportunity to seek and obtain pretty much anything she desired without asking. You'll be overcome when you realize this. Tears will fall. This will happen because you will experience a kind of gratitude that is beyond expression. Gratitude because you realize that your wish as a 10-year-old kid, with nothing more convincing than the courage to follow the direction of that voice in his head, has come true. You will decide then and there that if nothing else in your life turns out well, the blessing of this childhood wish come true is enough. This belief will be tested as you continue to go on and experience the unexpected death of Kimberly in 2014, James less than a year later, and the deaths of your beloved Chihuahua Faith in 2018, and most recently, Diddy, whom I inherited from Kim in 2021. You will have a long, successful career, but not always one defined by fairness and equity. There will be those who take advantage of your talents and disappoint you, yet unintentionally teach you to value self-awareness and self-sufficiency. You will come into your own later than many, but when it happens, it will surprise you and provide you a path to expand the work of your spirit as you define it, that will spawn books and blogs, guest appearances, and yes, this podcast, all focused on personal growth and faith. You will live longer than you expect to, and in realizing this, find yourself compelled to spend the rest of your life focused on living in a way that pursues significance over success. And because you will consider time the only thing you cannot recover, you will never not be conscious of time, nor very forgiving of those who waste yours. You will never marry, never have kids, but you will build a family of friends who are the most important people in your life. You will never be anything other than different by traditional standards, but you'll be certain of who you are, consistent in your self-expression, and fiercely committed to putting more good into the world than you take from it. This intention will grow out of your realization that because you've lived an eventful and tremendously blessed life, your daily goal should always be to help others find the hope and means to do the same. Every moment you will live will be defined by what becomes your inherent ability to empathize with the different, the downtrodden, those who are overlooked or misunderstood, because you will never forget that in your life, you've been all these things. You will always have a place in your heart for women and children who are in struggle, and you will always question authority, bureaucracies, and others who propose to know what's better for everyone without first showing the compassion to acknowledge their individual struggles. You will eventually know that this is why you are here. It's why you have experienced everything you have. And it is why, for for the rest of your life. You'll always rely on your faith, including that voice that speaks to you still, to find a way when no way seems possible. You will be, Charles, aware of your many blessings, though you are always just on the cusp of tears. It is the reality of your life, but not the definition of it, for you will be eternally optimistic and realistic, which simply means that you will truly believe everything will eventually be okay, but there will be plenty of moments when nothing is. This will provide you wisdom, insight, and an ability to forge on, despite everything you'll live with and live through, because you are thankful for all of it. What a life it will be, Charles. I am so thankful to know how thankful you'll be that you get to live it.